start the podcast in mid conversation like this. Like we're already talking, and then I'm like, oh, let's start the podcast. Yeah, he's not complaining, but he thought it was funny because he never knows what we're talking about.
But it's not for him to know.
That's true. Yeah, that's why it wasn't recorded. But he always brings that up. I'm going to wait a second because mine's saying uploaded. Yours isn't saying uploaded yet.
On what?
Like it tells me like, okay, now yours is uploaded. It probably was just lagging behind.
I didn't watch today's episode of this.
I didn't either.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. I'll explain everything that I've watched and haven't watched in a second. It's episode 58 of The Weekend Weebs. First episode of the new year. It's been a couple weeks. I know you've been missing us. I know it. Jason, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
You feeling refreshed?
I guess you could say that.
Okay. Get any snow or anything?
Yeah, it's snowing right now.
It is snowing right now for me too. I've had an interesting couple weeks. I feel like 2024 has been pretty weird so far. I went to Las Vegas with my friend Danny like a week and a half ago just to see it. I've never been to the West Coast. That was fun.
Danny Boy?
No, not Danny Boy. No. I wish that I still talk to him, but no. My other friend Danny from college. And yesterday
the fake Danny.
No, he's the real Danny. But no, yesterday was really interesting because my uncle was kidnapped.
What? How old is he?
He's 62.
Kidnapped from where?
He was apparently coming home from the casino, and it was like, I don't know, probably middle of the morning, and they kidnapped him, right? Like right outside his house. He was pulling in, and they were waiting for him in a van, and then they showed up at gunpoint and kidnapped him.
Why?
We don't know yet. This is what my whole day was yesterday, right? Because I get told this in the morning, like when I wake up, like 11 a.m.
They trying to get money? Like
extortion? Yeah, they were trying to hold him for ransom.
What the heck?
This is in Baltimore, yeah. You can look it up right now. Look up Baltimore kidnapping. My Uncle Gerard will pop up. But yeah, it happened. He's safe now. I learned of this morning. Obviously, yesterday that was weighing heavy on me because I was obviously afraid. Like I don't know what was gonna happen, but he's good now. But that's just like a little snapshot of my 2024 so far. So how about you?
You said how old is he?
62.
You said Baltimore?
Just look up Baltimore kidnapping, it'll pop up.
I did. It said 12 hours ago. Kidnapping 31-year-old man arrested for trying to kidnap child from bus stop. But
no, that's not it.
Yeah.
At least I looked it up last night and it popped up automatically, but I'm sure there's tons of kidnappings in Baltimore. So
it's a video?
I think there was a small video of like his like porch. Probably like a porch security camera.
Yeah. That's crazy. 18 hours ago.
I forgot where we were on to Hunter execution. Okay. You don't got anything to say?
Oh, I'm just watching. Yeah, that's crazy, bro. That's crazy. That's crazy.
It's real life. Let's check.
You start with solo leveling?
Yeah, let's start with solo leveling.
Can I say I don't think the hype is just as of right now?
Continue.
He said continue?
Yeah.
It seems very generic. It seems cool though. I'm not saying it's not cool. The animation looks good, but in terms of like story wise, unless it gets, which it probably will, it's only been two episodes, but like we'll probably figure out why those portals popped up and why this other dimension / universe is like colliding with the regular world and stuff like that and more information, but I don't know. It seems very, like, like, I know what's going to happen. Like, obviously, we knew he wasn't going to die. I didn't watch any of the trailers, but people said basically the first two episodes were showed in the trailers they dropped. But, like, we knew he wasn't going to die. He's the only person that can level up, solo leveling. It's the name of the title. Everybody else is stuck at where they're at. You're given the amount of mana or whatever your rank is, and that's what it is, and he's the only person that can level up. But theoretically, anybody could go into that place and also get that same quest so they can be allowed to level up. But I don't know. It just seems like, all right, this dude's going to go from, what is it, E rank to S rank, and then probably be the best hunter ever. And then he'll probably help his mom and his sister, and his mom will get the, you know, treatment she needs because she's like a vegetable, and he'll be able to pay his sister through college. But it was pretty cool to see that, like, the world is trying to utilize the crystals to be like an energy source, since it doesn't have any negative side effects to the earth, and it's way better and more efficient than every other kind of energy source. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, the first two episodes were good. The fighting was pretty cool. The animation's nice, but I'm just not seeing the hype. Or I think the hype is overextended. It's definitely cool, and I like the show, but people were talking about, this is already better than Attack on Titan. You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. So I'll just watch and keep seeing what's going on. But yeah, that's my two cents.
Okay. I feel the same way so far. The first two episodes were really predictable to me. Like, I knew for the most part what would happen. As soon as they went to that dungeon.
Also, like, those people were stupid, bro.
Yeah, that added to the predictability. Like, I knew that they would see this thing, like this other like level of the floor, and it would lead into something they couldn't handle, and then they would get killed.
None of these people played video games before.
Exactly. Like, I just felt like I was watching an RPG. Like, this just, it reminded me of like a, not Attack on Titan. It reminded me of like, what's that popular, Sword Art Online. And, mm-hmm. like, I don't know, like, ReZero and all the other animes that are kind of based off of RPGs. That's what I got from the first two episodes. Like, nothing special from the first two. But I think maybe the hype is coming from after this.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
Everybody was super excited to see that statue smiling. I'm like,
yeah, I don't get that either.
I'm like, all right, bro. I know he's like a menace into the story, essentially, because he made the character we have. And that dude sucks, bro. Like, I don't care if you're E-rank, bro. You got to be able to game plan. Like, I don't know, bro. You would think being E-rank and being trash, right, you would figure out ways to battle without having to exert a lot of force or energy. You know, you'd think he would be like a master strategist. But, I mean, he kind of knew what was going on. But let's be honest, anybody could have picked up on those clues. That's why I'm like, these dudes are stupid, bro. They walk into the room. Like I said, it seems like none of them ever played a video game in their life. So, it's just, I don't know. I don't know.
The MC also sits in his suckiness. Because this could have easily been like a Mashley, like Magic and Muscles type of thing. Like, I mm-hmm. have no magic. But I could, like,
but build I can be good at other stuff. Yeah,
and be strong to some extent.
He's just
but
trash,
he,
and he keeps trying.
He's just trash all
and he
around.
He doesn't get better. Yeah, like, that's, he doesn't work funny, out. Man. Like, he could at least work out outside of the little places. All
that's
right,
what
I can get more dexterity, more strength. You know what I'm saying? All that, but no. So, like, I don't know.
Like, obviously, the magic capabilities are hereditary, but he could have done something to his body all this time instead of just going in and getting trashed every time, falling on a banana peel and breaking your arm.
And then this was completely plot armor. He literally was about to die to a goblin from being stabbed in the stomach.
Right.
But he can survive 10 to 15 hits from these giant ass statues destroying his body.
Maybe it was adrenaline. I don't know. He was getting,
and then
he
it was like
close to meatball.
It said 0.2 seconds. It's like, if you don't accept this quest, you will die in 0.2 seconds. But if you accept it, you will be able to restart or something. Did you see that part on the last, on the latest, on the second episode, right at the end?
When he I'm was sure
in
I
the
did.
Little middle. Yeah. And then it was a, it was literally a user interface with a GUI, like a video game.
If you were like in the raid team, what would you do in that situation?
Well, first off, theoretically, it wouldn't matter what I voted on because the vote would have still been swayed to go into the thing. I don't see why the people who didn't want to go couldn't just leave unless the game master or the leader is the only person that can open the gate back out. But that must have been the case, because if they didn't want to go in, they could have been like, all right, you guys can go. I'm leaving with what I got. This loot is fine for me. If you guys want to keep going further, you can.
I think they could have left. I don't think he controls the gates. I think it's more of like, you know, like you enter a level in a game, you can't leave until that level's clear.
But they could have left. They could have left. They cleared it.
Yeah, they could have left. I think they just...
That's what I'm saying. But then they had to vote. And it was like half, it was literally half and half. And the main character was the person that broke the tie.
But I'm saying loyalty to the group.
Yeah, fuck them niggas, bro. I'm sorry.
loyalty to the group and like FOMO, because you might miss out on like some high tier.
Bro, that's cool,
stuff.
Bro. That's cool, bro. I can miss out. I can miss out. I got my loot. I got what I need. Most of them was in there just to get stuff for their, like, I don't know. It wasn't a whole a big treasure quest. They were literally coming in just to make ends meet and get a little bit of money to supplement their regular life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if that's what you're coming in here to do, go in there and do that. Don't go in there, oh man, we might be able to hit it big.
Come
and
on,
then
you know you're going to do that. You play a
bro,
video game.
Bro, I am, they are D rank. They're D rank.
It's a D rank gate.
Bro. All right. When they walk up to them doors, it didn't look D rank.
That's true. But see, that's where the dumbness comes in.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, ah, yeah, bro. We got to, yeah.
This obviously looks like a boss battle. Obviously.
Yeah. Like, we should get out of here. He was like, these doors, they look S rank. He said that. Like, this looks like an S rank. I'm like, bro. Or maybe he didn't say that. Once they got inside and they seen the statues, he was like, that is at least, that's like S rank or higher. But it's just like, bro. And then, once they figured out what was going on, they read the stone tablet, right? That had the little riddle or whatever, basically instructions on how to get out of this or beat this level. So they read the instructions. They figured out, all right, we got to go to the statues with the instruments. It'll play music. Well, we have to bow down. And then after we bow down, we have to go to the statues with the instruments. And after we go to the statues and with the instruments, we go into the middle. And then they were set, bro. They were set. The doors open back up, right? So I get that. I get some of the people wanting to like leave once they had the opportunity to run past the statues, and the other people are looking at them so the statues don't move. Now, I was kind of before, now that I'm really thinking about it, critically thinking, you could think, okay, once these blue flames go out, that could mean us staring at them doesn't matter anymore and they're just going to come towards us. Or you could see it as, we got to stare at them for this long, and once the blue flames go out, we're good. You get what I'm saying? So yeah. That's where I can
and
see why
some
people ran
show.
Out. Yeah. I can see why some people ran out. They said that, like, it could be this or that.
Yeah, like, the guy, I think the main dude that was,
he
like,
said
talking
we just have
crap
to stare at
the
him.
Whole time.
No, oh,
the
okay,
dude
okay,
that
okay.
was, like, the dude that was, like, the first one to fold mentally was, like, talking
oh,
crap.
Yeah.
I think he said, like, you know, there's a chance that, you know, this, if we run out there right now, it's a test and we die. Or there's a chance that if these blue flames go out, we missed our opportunity to leave.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
So that's fair. That's fair. So the dudes that ran out, at first I was like, you could have just stayed. But given they just seen all these other people die, they're going to take their opportunity to escape. His leg was chopped off, so he had no choice. I do think, yeah, because at first I was like, you know, they're so stupid, they could have just stayed. But hindsight is always 20/20, you know what
selfish,
I'm saying?
Selfish, but I get it.
Yeah, hindsight is always 20/20. If you're in that situation, what are you doing?
Ah,
but
man.
See, this is the thing, though. If I'm one of the people that voted to leave, if I voted to leave and the doors open up, I'm out of there, bro. I didn't even want to be here in the first place.
That's true.
You feel me? Like, I didn't. So that's why I'm like, but he voted.
But
the guy that was talking, the guy that was talking was the guy that voted to go in. So you got to sit there and take whatever comes with this, bro. You can't run out. Now,
all
if you're one of the people
went
that
out the window.
You said what?
All morals went out the window for most of them. The only people who stayed 10 toes were this guy, the girl, and the older guy, the leader.
Yeah. The girl didn't stay 10 toes. She literally couldn't move because she was so frightened.
Yeah.
She was trying to run away, but she couldn't.
I mean, she wanted to make sure that the main character was good.
She couldn't move. Remember, she healed him, and then she couldn't move because she healed him so much. Her body was like pretty much finished.
Yeah.
And then she collapsed. And
well,
the old guy.
Like, she was spitting up blood at one point.
Yeah, from healing them so much. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess she's kind of in the middle, but.
She's a real one, though.
Yeah.
Because she likes the dude for more than, I guess, I don't know. I don't know why she would like him at all for even being strong. Like, that doesn't even matter in the real world. It's just, they literally do these side quest D mission thing. You know what I'm saying? But it was pretty cool that she liked him for him. And not in relations to his powers or anything.
He's in there.
Yeah, he's so in there.
Oh, what was I gonna say?
You think those people survived? They made it out?
Man, I really don't know. If I had to guess, I would say no.
They died when they ran?
Like, if I was in there, I would have interpreted it, because the last one was sacrifice, right?
Yeah.
I think I would have interpreted that as, I think we all need to sit here until the flames go out. And I think it will test us in that we're willing to stand here in spite of our fear and trust the God. That's how I would have interpreted it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe those people died. But I don't know. Because the older dude ran out with the girl. I don't know if they would kill the girl off.
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see.
But yeah, good watch.
They all folded.
Hype is kind of overhyped, but not overrated.
Maybe they're just so excited that it's finally getting an anime that like every little thing is like a hype thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh my god, you see the eyes on the stone? Ah, did you see? Did you see that? Like, I don't know. Well, some questions I had, they were mostly just like situational. Like when that girl, like remember they were running to the statues and like he figured out two people can't stand in front of one. Would you have told the girl to run to the other statue or would you have ran to the statue?
I had to sneeze hard. I had to sneeze twice. What would I do? Me knowing me, I'm not a bum like him, so I probably could have sprinted there and made it in enough time. Like he has no badges, no attributes, bro. He has no, like, if he had a pie chart to show his skill tree or whatever, or like his, you know how it is in RPG, you got the pie chart or the little spider graph that shows your breakdown,
right?
My shit wouldn't be that trash, so I definitely feel like I could have, you know, sprinted there uninjured.
He's like when you play a Souls game and you can pick like your beginner
trash
build.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like fledgling, like peasant build. Like that's like all the stats are terrible. What else are there? Not much. In a situation like that, do you think you're the type to play like the blame game or are you just like focusing on
Surviving.
Because I know a few people, I feel like that would just be so caught up on the blame game that they wouldn't even be able to, like...
Oh, function?
Yeah, just, like, figure out.
I think
out
it would be a little bit of both. I would be able to function completely properly, but I'm not going to dismiss whose fault it is. We're going to get out of this, but you're going to know. It might not be in a moment. It might be after the fact, but...
I'm about to say after the fact.
After the fact.
Like, the one dude was just like, this is
in the moment,
fault.
Yeah. Complete, yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Like, that was,
well,
annoying.
I mean, for him, it was after the fact, because he got out of way. He got away. In his mind.
No, I'm saying, like, in the middle of them, like, dying. He's like,
oh, yeah.
You're
so
the
he
leader.
Ran away and got
you
away, though.
In. Yeah, he ended up running away.
That's what I'm saying. So, in his mind, he was like, oh, we're done. I'm out of here. Also, it's your fault, even though he voted to go in there.
Yeah.
So, like, whose fault really is it? Even though the leader does take a lot of blame, he said, this is not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to notify the higher-ups that there is another part in this gate, and then they send S-rank people to go survey it to see if it's okay to be in the D-rank dungeon.
Right.
So, it really is his fault. Regardless of what everybody voted on, you're the leader, you're the person that leads the group, you're the supervisor. So, you're not even supposed to give us that option to vote on if we go down that. It's strictly no, yeah. We're not doing it. That's against the rules. So it is his fault.
He takes a lot of fault for that. They got greedy. But you know, if they send the S-rank people in there and then it's just a bunch of like high tier stuff, they're just going to take it. So everyone was greedy in that situation.
Well, you're not S-rank, so you don't get S-rank loot. That's exactly. How the world works. I'm sorry. You gotta grind. And too bad in that world, you can't grind. You're stuck at where you at. So if you D-rank, you D-rank. You get D-rank loot.
That's
it
trash.
It is what it is.
I wouldn't even be one of these people if I was in this world. I would just live a regular life.
If I was, I would do this on the side. If I know I'm going into a dungeon that's like my level and I can handle it, I'll like just for some money, like quick cash. Like, oh, yeah, you know, we go in, handle business. Because theoretically, you're supposed to go in over level.
Yeah.
And you also get a healer who can heal you. You know what I'm saying? So, true. And I think this might be the first anomaly that there was another, or maybe not the first anomaly, because they said we send in other people to survey it. But this must have been, because they weren't even like, oh, we shouldn't do this because you know what happened to those guys back in, you know what I'm saying? They yeah. weren't even, so this must have been the first time something like this has happened. So.
That's an interesting
question.
I would do it. If you, okay, let's say this is real life and you got to put together your squad. Who are you taking on your squad?
Real life. And do I know what their what rank are they?
You decide based on your friends what rank they would be.
Oh, I decide based on their. Oh, I don't know. I can't do that. In terms of like physical fitness, it would definitely be Dylan and Roger because they go to the gym. So I don't know where that would put them. But like if we're going doing quests and stuff, I need people that are strong. And then brains, I'm pretty smart. Roger's pretty smart. Dylan's pretty smart. But in terms of like gaming and stuff like that, me and Roger would be pretty good. Smart wise. Who else would I take? Probably Jaleel, because he's pretty smart as well. For like tactics and stuff like that. And then, Terrence is a sweat in every game we play. I'm a sweat too. So like, I feel like he would, you know, be up to par in whatever we're doing in terms of like whatever quest to get it done. And he's also pretty smart in terms of gaming as well. So I'd probably take Jaleel. I'll do me, Roger, Dylan, and Terrence.
Okay.
I don't know what rank they would be, but theoretically we're all like the same rank and we're going into dungeons that we're ranked at. That's what I would do.
Okay. I probably wouldn't take any of my friends, to be honest. None of them even game.
They don't play games?
They do, but they play like I have one friend, he plays mostly like the Switch. Like he plays Breath of the Wild. I guess it's kind of close, but nah. Based off of physical dexterity and gamer, I don't think so. Definitely not taking my girl. They're all folding. All my friends are folding. I'm not even going. I felt like I wouldn't do this. Only
but
like
you go with
something.
A random group of people though. But I'm pretty sure you get like a scouting report
to
see what they're good with.
I do solos a lot. I play with random people a lot when I game. That's kind of dangerous, though. I wouldn't risk my life. You gotta carry, bro.
Hard carry.
I would have to be like S or A rank. I don't know. I'm going to though.
If they die, it doesn't affect you.
Why not?
Because they're just some random person in your group. Obviously, you don't want them to die, but if they get killed and I'm not a healer, I'm not about to stick my neck out to try to save this random dude I don't know.
But they die in real life, though.
Yeah, I know. But that's the risk you take doing this. We all signed up for this. You know what I'm saying? True. Like, we knew what could happen. You could die. And if you die, it's actually probably better because you have no physical or emotional attachment to that person. You don't know them. We're just doing a quest together. Obviously, I got your back. You got my back. But if it comes down to it and you're cooked and I can escape and I see no chance of me saving you. If I have the opportunity to save you and I know I can do it, I got you. But like, let's say we get in a situation like on some Nazi zombies. You're trapped in a corner and he's stuck and the zombies are all on him in a corner and you shot as many bullets as you can, but it's, you know, he's trapped. It's cooked. It's over. I'm out of there, bro. If I can't kill the zombies, I don't have what it takes to kill the rest of the zombies. Bro, you're gone, bro. I'm sorry. I'm not the healer. I'll let the healer know, like, hey, he's down.
He's down. He's dying.
You got to get over there and help him. I will try to clear the path, but if I talk to you and you say, yeah, it's no shot, all right, we're out of here, bro. I'm not even about to play with that.
I don't know. I guess it depends how used to it I am at that point. Like, I couldn't see myself being in a situation where I could just, like, watch someone die.
Oh, no, you're not watching. You're leaving.
I know, but still, like, I know he's dead. Like, he showed me, he pulled out his little wallet. He pulled out the little pocket watch with his daughter on the other one side, his wife on the other side. Like, I gotta think about that at night. I don't wanna think about it. Like, the one dude, did he die? The dude who kept showing his family? I think he did die.
Cut in half.
Yeah, he did die. But everybody had families, so.
Yeah. And that's what the main character is saying at the end. He was like, how dare you say you got a family? We all got families.
Man, what do you mean? He was pissed at the end. He regretted his decision.
Yeah.
He did not want this.
Now, you, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Bro. Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that part. I did, but it completely left my mind. You are the lowest ranked person in here, bro. Why is his vote deciding what we do? You are the weakest. No matter what we do, you're going to be trash. You're not going to help.
Very
you're
true.
You're not going to help. So when it was split down the middle tie, bro, all right, we're out of here. The tiebreaker goes to the right thing to do. And the right thing to do is to leave. So it's tied. We're taking the right thing to do. We're leaving. We're not going to let this E. He's not even. He's E. He's E. He is E rank.
He's like the only E rank dude.
Huh?
He's like the only E rank.
Yeah, he's the only. We're gonna let an E rank dude decide what we do on this quest.
I'm surprised no one objected to that, honestly.
Yeah, like, come on, bro. The weakest link. He just died to a goblin. If like, come on, bro.
They be playing them too. They be like, "Oh, you're back again."
Yeah, like, what are we doing, bro? What are we doing? And they call him the weakest hunter. He's known for that.
Yeah, they're nuts. My last question. Would you talk to someone if they're in a coma?
Yeah, they say people can hear you when they're in a coma.
Really?
And they dream and stuff, yeah.
Oh, okay. That changed my perspective. I was gonna say, though, I'm not about to sit here and talk to someone in a coma, like, all day. But if they can hear you, actually, then I'll do it. Never mind, then. Let's see. And did you watch up to this part in Undead?
Yeah, to when he showed up as a little kid and he's going to join the team.
Yeah.
And not the other kid. He was like, yeah, I had enough for that one night. I'm not fucking with y'all. Back to his regular life. I understand, though. I definitely understand.
His power
is kind of trash. I mean, it's good, but it's completely it's trash because, like, all right,
he
yeah.
can't move either.
He can't move either. And then they shot bullets at him. He was like, all right, if I move, I'm dead. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and then anybody who steps in that line of sight also can't move. So nobody can stop the bullet. So let's say he freezes the bullets. Unless it's somebody who can go invisible. But I don't even think I don't know. We didn't get exact explanation on it because it was just like if you're in his blind spot, it won't affect you. Or if I don't know if it's like he can't see you or if you're not in his line of sight. You know what I'm saying?
I assume it's line of sight.
Because if it's line of sight, even if I'm invisible and he can't see me, I can't move because I'm in his line of sight. But if it's only because he can't see me, then it could be, you know, useful. But.
Yeah, he needs some upgrades to make that more useful.
Yeah.
But I like these couple episodes. The how'd you feel about Tatiana?
Oh, her little power? Story.
Yeah.
Untouchable. It's kind of weird because like they were literally standing on her barrier, but she's supposed to be untouchable.
Yeah, I didn't really get that. I was getting like Gojo Limitless vibes. I was like, I don't know what this is.
And then they also said when she opens her mouth, it creates a void that allows people to get closer. And that's how she was able to eat those little like cake sticks.
Yeah.
So
that's the only thing that can touch her, I guess.
They might explain it more. I think she'll probably figure out a way to shrink the barrier. Well, they said the barrier can only shrink so much, but if she gets stronger or smarter, she'll probably figure out a way to make it so it's only like the top of her skin. And then you could probably put a suit on her. So, because they had the little robot, the dome. So maybe they could get like some clothes that can lay on top of the layer of untouchable. And then, I don't know. But yeah. Her Something power's okay.
Like yeah, she killed at her first parents, I though. Thought she was just like a nuke, but then when she was just kind of walking around with the Limitless.
Oh, but they said it was like built up over years, all that, and then she can let it all out, but she's been like compacting it in that small ball for so long, and then she just let it all go.
Okay.
But yeah, and then Unrepair, he died, but was reborn as a kid.
Yeah, I don't get that, but I will see.
Unless obviously. It was like something back at his base that they had, they can put his body in something, but we'll find out. The fights were pretty cool. Yeah, they outsmarted him. I'm surprised he didn't go for a headshot. When That's he true. Shot him through the chest, I would have just, yeah, your head is gone, bro. Because I was like, when she was like, he'll be back, I thought he didn't die from that bullet. But it went through his heart. But that's what I thought she was saying. Like, he'll be back because you didn't really kill him. But it was enough for him to be weak to, you know, release his unrepair ability or something. But
yeah, he died.
And he has legs, those
the artifact.
That shootout size. Those are cool. Yeah, the artifact.
Overall, I like the last couple.
Yeah. And he was like, I finally found some people that are not selfish and want to live for others or something or risk their lives for others.
Oh, yeah. Unrepair said that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, interesting. So, yeah, I guess we'll see what happens. That was basically it. They just fought.
That's who they wanted on their team, right? Anyway,
they wanted Unseen.
Unseen?
Yeah, they wanted Unseen, but he took Unseen or killed him.
And killed him, yeah.
I don't know. And now they're just. Yeah, they're outside and waiting for Unmove if he comes back.
Oh, if he comes back. Because there's two spots, right?
I think there's just one. Or is there two?
I think they need one more spot. Or it was like they needed one more seat. Yeah, they added one more seat. But don't they need 12 in order to face Armageddon? Or was it 11?
I feel like they need one spot. I think it's just 11 right now.
Okay.
They're trying to fill one seat because they got an additional.
Because I know once they get all their seats filled, they can face Armageddon and try to kill God.
Yeah. But their offer to Unmove, wasn't it that, not necessarily that they joined the Union, but they just like
they told them to think about
around?
It. No. They were like, think about it. We'll give you some time. And they gave them a little thing a voice changer or a translator, so he speaks English and he can understand everybody, so he can live normal without people knowing he's a negator. And they said, if you don't come outside at this time on this day, then that means you don't want to join us and we'll leave you alone. Okay. And they were like, don't worry what decision you make, because we're okay. If you want to join us, you can, but we don't want to force it on you or anything, because it's a lot of stuff that's going on. You know, if you just want to live a normal life, then go live a normal life.
And they just didn't tell Unjustice.
Yeah, they kept it a secret. Yeah.
Okay, Jules. Okay. That's one thing I was interested in. Okay. I think that's it for Undead then. I will be caught up on Mashley next week. I started reading the manga. It's only 39 mm-hmm. chapters. I'm on yeah, chapter like 7.
It's super jokey. It's not serious at all.
It's hilarious. I love it so far. It's so funny. He keeps tearing off doors, just doing funny stuff. Like, it's just. And the author.
We don't have to do Classroom with an Elite. I ain't gonna lie. It's good, but I don't think
you don't like it.
It's good. It's just like some episodes, like the most recent episode, it would literally be nothing to talk about. I think that's one of the shows that's better once the full thing is done, because there's like plot points that go along through the whole season or whatever. Okay. Because like some episodes, it's like, okay, what is the significance of this? You don't know what it is yet until like two or three episodes later, and there's not really much to talk about. I mean, we could do predictions and stuff, but okay. I don't know. I mean, it's up to you though, because I'm still gonna watch it and I'm still gonna catch up on the episodes and stuff. But
okay, I'll catch up on it. I'll say in the next couple of weeks I'll probably be caught up. I started reading the light novel like a couple weeks ago before I went to Vegas, like on my plane ride and stuff. And I finished like volume one, but it goes to like volume like 7.5 to catch up with season 3. So they'll definitely be a little bit of time, probably like 2 or 3 weeks before I actually read all that. But then once I catch up,
We can talk about it a bit.
Yeah, what's happening so far. I like it. It's just now picking up where I'm at.
Yeah, yeah. Like, at first, it's like, the whole idea and system is pretty cool. Like, it's a school of elites, or not really elites, but, like, people that tested into this school that has high success rate. And if you graduate from here, you pretty much get, like, whatever. It sets you up for life, for, like, whatever you're trying to do professionally in the career and stuff like that. You're good.
Right.
But it's, like, it's a point system. And there's classes, and top class is A, the lowest class is D, and you get points every week. And basically, the performance of your class determines the outcome of, like, everybody in that class. How much money you get, how much, you know, stuff like that. And then, right. You know, there's beef amongst the classes, because some classes don't like the lower classes. It sounds so crazy. It's like real life. Like the upper class doesn't like the lower class. And then, you know, they don't get, you can take positions. You can take one class's position. It's kind of weird because, like, the way it's set up, it creates a ranking before. It's not like they're prejudged based on their test and stuff like that when they get into it. But I think it would have been better if everybody started at D rank. You know what I'm saying? And then from D rank, your class can move up to A. You know, you'll get ranked out after like a semester or whatever, and then now your stuff is set, and now this is where you're at, and now you got to work up and you can work down, but you can't be in the same spot as another class. You know what I'm saying? I think that would have been better, but
they pre-decided. They're like, this is class D through A, and D class is at a severe disadvantage from A class,
and so like they could have put those people in the groupings, but not told them like, hey, you guys are A, like we expect you to be A rank, so that's why we put you all together. They just don't leave that out and just let it sort itself out by itself. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I think that would have been better.
I'm
so like everybody is in the same classes they're in, and then eventually over time, the A rank people that they thought were A rank get to A rank, and then the people in D rank that they thought were D rank stay in D rank. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I'm at the part of the story at the end of volume one. It's the midterm, the first midterm, and like they studied really hard.
Oh yeah, Sudo, if they fail, somebody gets expelled.
Yeah, right, and Sudo failed like only English because of like a point misunderstanding, and then the main character and what's
talk
his name?
To the
starts with an H.
To buy.
Yeah. And yeah. they buy his.
And that's when they realize you can do anything with points. You can use points for anything.
Right.
It just determines how many points you got. So.
Like, when I first started reading the story, first of all, I had prejudgments before I even read it. Because
why the cover?
I looked at the cover of the novel and I was like, this looks like a romance, like middle school, high school book from like the outside cover. I'm like, what is this? Why does he want to read this? That's why I ask you. I'm like, are you sure you meant like this thing?
I didn't read it. So I didn't see the cover of the book. But then when you said you were reading it, I looked up to see what the cover was and I was like, oh, this doesn't really.
Not that I'm against it. It just doesn't fit the. It didn't look like it fit the vibe of everything else we've watched up until this point. So I was a little confused. And then halfway through the first volume, I was
still. Did you get to the part when. Never mind. I don't want to spoil this. Who's your least favorite character? I just want to know so far.
What is her name? The mean girl. The girl who's just mean. For no reason.
Oh, with the black hair?
She's all, yeah, like the main girl he was on the bus with. Like, uh-huh. She's just always mean. That's my least favorite character.
Who's your favorite character?
My favorite. They're all kind of blockheads right now. What's her name? I think it starts with a K. I don't know if it's Kushida. Probably her or the MC. The girl who's Kushida? Like. Wants to be friends
nice?
With everyone.
Oh God, that's
fake.
That's who I hate the most. That's who
you
I
hate her the most.
Yeah, this is before you said she's fake.
Well, she's fake because there was the thing where
when she was outside kicking the railing.
Yeah, and she was like calling the other girl bitch, and then
that joke was so funny, bro, because it was so random. Like it was so random. I kind of had my suspicions. I'm like, bro. You are too nice, bro. Nobody is like this. That is so annoying. Like, in real life, that is so annoying, too. And, that's my least favorite character. And, and then she framed. I'm like, all right, that's crazy. That's crazy. But,
I'm just interested in her because I want to know more, like, her backstory.
Her backstory, yeah.
And the main character, too, because I still don't know. Much about
him. You find out more about him in like season two. He has a lot more depth.
Yeah.
Not only him, but like his whole family.
Okay.
In regards to like the school and stuff like that.
Are you ready to talk about JJK? I thought you read this like weeks ago because I read it right after we recorded last.
Oh yeah, no,
but
I was just excited
to read it. So that's why.
Yeah, I didn't get around to it. I was like, I was just doing other stuff. I didn't feel like reading, but I read it to 150 or 148 is where I got to.
Let me see where 148 is on my phone, so I don't spoil anything. I'll just take a second here, short intermission, because I don't want to spoil anything.
Oh, what's
the last thing you saw?
The last thing that happened is Maki's about to fight Nioh.
Okay.
Whatever
so
that
pretty...
dude's name is.
No, yeah. You're pretty deep.
Her cousin? That's her cousin, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's her cousin.
Who used to bully her.
Yeah. Well, you said 150 what? Or
148? 151.
151.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're basically at the end of that. So, yeah, that's fine.
Well, it's the start. It's literally the first page. It's like giving his backstory almost like right now.
Oh, dang. You missed a really good part, though. That's fine. There's someone with Toji for like a second.
Yeah, he's looking like he's staring at Toji.
Oh, okay. You saw that.
Well, I got it open right now.
Oh, okay. You shook. But, okay. I'm going to just start it from.
Also, before we go, we can talk about this stuff. Even though, like, nothing really happened here. He showed up. He was trying to kill Yuji to try to, like, get... Basically, like, his claim to why he should be the Zenin Clan head. Like,
Oh, yeah, that little family dynamic thing.
Yeah.
Basically, he hates women. No, he doesn't hate women. He thinks women are below him. You got
it's just that's the way his family works. That's like their thing, though. Like women yeah. are. Yeah. So.
You got the Oki, the uncle, who is trash compared to his brother, but not by much. You got Junichi, his Toji's brother.
Oh, you talking about his the one that was the leader of the clan?
Nabito, the FP, the frames guy who
you
died.
You said OG's in it, right? OG?
Oh, OG is Maki's dad, this guy.
Right. You said he's like trash compared to his brother.
Well, he's not. I'm just saying that because that's how he feels. He's not actually trash compared to
Nabito. He said
he's
better than him. It's just that his children sucked. And that's the only reason he didn't get picked.
Which I feel like is something like a trash person would say.
Yeah, but that's the reason, though. But their whole clan, he was like, our whole thing is like, don't hold back the next generation or whatever. Like, don't hold back the next people.
Yeah.
So, but like,
if you're really him, like, your kids aren't holding you back from being a leader.
I mean, they are, though. That's why he wasn't picked, because his kids sucked. He was like, it was solely he's because coping. He's not coping. They coping, have a vote. Bro. He literally said, bro. He said they have a vote, and they said the only reason. This is if they discussed it to him, like to both of them, and they told them why the pick was made. He was like, they said he go to like when he's talking to Maki and he's about to put her inside the
okay.
I think there that's like go. One. That it's might like be 148.
Preparation, like one.
So yeah. So go down.
Dude.
Yeah, right here. It's right here. I couldn't even say there was a vote. He just because said my children are worthless.
Yeah, he didn't go say up.
It was
a
picture with him and his brother standing side by side. This is before Maki tried to attack him. And the person came out with the vote. And he was like, the vote had nothing to do with curse techniques. Because he was like, my brother's curse technique was new and they didn't really know what it did. So, like, they didn't know if it was good or if it was bad.
I remember. So, here's what I remember, because I don't remember their coming out with like a vote or him standing next to his brother. What I do remember him saying is that there's not much difference between him and his brother in strength. The only reason that he got the leadership over him is because his brother's kids are stronger. More skilled than my kids. And that's what he tells himself, in my opinion. Now, if you feel like now, let's different, say, all right. I think it's
but coping. Look at this. If he's head of the clan, and then the Zenin clan, his children are born, and then they're basically exiled. Like they ran away, but like they were like, you guys are kind of useless. Like you can't really, like they even said that to him, and Mai didn't want to even stay there because they were like, we're useless. So why would you want somebody to be head of your clan who has to pass down the headmanship to people who you deem worthless as a clan?
But here's the thing. Okay, even if he was head of the clan, your children are worthless. You don't have to pass it down to your children.
Right, but that's, you know how that go, bruh. You know how that go. It has to be in the family. Like, it has to be in the family.
But they all have
royal. You know how, yeah, the royal family goes in a certain order, and then there'll be like, you create friction and stipulation inside the clan because some people are like, they should be because they're the direct descent, stuff like they probably don't want none of that. They don't want none of that. But then again, Megami became.
Exactly.
But it was stipulations on why. He was like, if Gojo is dead or is incapacitated in a form where he can't, like, Six Eyes is no longer here and the other person dies, then Megami must be the head.
It was like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't have to pass it down to your kids. Like, Nabito wanted Megami to be the head of the clan. The only contingency he put was that only if Gojo's gone. Because he probably doesn't like Gojo. And he doesn't want Gojo to have probably pull over the Zenin. Yeah. But, like, you can pass it to whoever you want. So I think that's just an excuse. Like,
you think
it's
an excuse?
I think this dude was whack. And, they he thought he had no leadership
qualities anyway.
Probably.
That's fair. But his kids were trash.
His kids were trash, yeah. But like, okay. But like, if you're strong, if like, right. You should have been just undeniably stronger than your brother. Then you would have got it. You wouldn't even have anyone to blame.
But he couldn't predict that his kid, that he was going to have twins and that would happen.
But you know what you can control?
What? Have another
How
kid?
How raw you are as a jujutsu sorcerer.
I mean, yeah, he also could have just had another kid. I don't know. Maybe it's like, I don't know. Maybe it's, I don't know. Exactly. It could have been like what's his name? Oh my gosh, I can't think of it. In My Hero? Endeavor?
Endeavor.
He could have been Endeavor. Like, all right, you feel me?
Yeah, he could have got another wife.
Another one out. We're going to get a prodigy. He's going to get a prodigy.
He could have done that. Or he could have just been better than his brother. Like, why even leave it up to chance, you know? Like, if you're all both equal strength and the only thing left is your kids, be stronger than your brother, then.
Hold on one second. I got to change my battery.
I think the zoo's whack.
No, yeah. I definitely think his mindset is
for his own
failure. Also, I'm not going to lie, though. I thought that when he was throwing them into the little pit or whatever.
Right.
I thought he was doing that for them to get stronger, not like as a death sentence. Because he was like, they're grade two. But Maki is like grade one. You know, like she's pretty high up. So I'm like, okay, she can just trash. Because he was saying like, when you're a sorcerer, you have to train to be stronger and stuff like that. You don't just get, basically saying like her heavenly pack was just given. She didn't really do anything to work for it. Which is like kind of crazy to say. I mean, she didn't work for the heavenly pack to be like super strong, but we know no Maki trains.
No one works for their techniques, really.
Because he was like, as I said, I did, blah, 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 what he's saying. Oh, this is after she broke his blade. That's when he was walking into the room.
Yeah.
I mean, he did. I mean, some of the stuff he was spitting some facts, though. I ain't gonna lie. Some facts.
What facts like, was he spitting?
Like when she underestimated him, like thinking he was a swordsman. Like, bro, I'm a sorcerer. Why the fuck do you think I would stop fighting you if you broke my sword? Like, what?
Like, yeah, that's true.
Like, come on, bro. He was like, this is why you're trash. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, okay. That's fair. But all the other stuff you said about, like, it's their fault, that's not fair. But you calling me trash for not, like, thinking, like, oh, he's a sorcerer, his sword doesn't really matter. That's fair. Like, I should have known that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I mean, like,
What else? He said that would be absurd. As I said, I did not become the previous family head because of YouTube. My older brother curse technique doesn't have much of history, so his technique was not an important factor in the dispute. As a sorcerer, I've only ever been inferior to him in one aspect, and that was the quality of my children. So we also need to know more about the Zenin clan as well. Like, do they really put strength over everything? You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't know the voting process. I do agree with you. Now that I like go back and read it, it probably was cope. I thought he had like some actual evidence that was showing like, we didn't pick you because your children were trash, but right. There's no actual evidence. This is just all, like you said, him coping. But we could make a better prediction on the Zenin clan based on if we knew more about them, like if they put power over leadership or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because some clans, for some people, like, if you're the strongest person, you're the head. You know what I'm saying? Even though it might be somebody who can lead better, but you're the strongest.
I think that's how the Zenin clan is. I think it's just whoever's the strongest.
Okay.
I think that's why he appointed Megumi, because he has a 10 shadows.
So, you know, but if that's the case, and what he's saying is true. Yeah, but if that's the case, and that's what he's saying, then I don't know. Based off what we know, he said it's only been, I mean, we don't know how factual it is if he was actually stronger than his brother, unless somebody else was like, yeah, he was him. He was better. But nobody else has said, this is all from him. Like, he's probably always going to say, I'm better than my brother in terms of sorcery. And we have nobody to prove it.
I think he's just sour. I think he's just a sour old man who feels like he got cheated. That's my interpretation of his character.
No, yeah, I definitely agree. But you can be sour and bitter and be right.
But it's like, what are they going to do about that? Like, they didn't choose to be born or anything.
Yeah, they didn't pick to be twins. And then it was the whole thing about them being twins, so they're considered one person. And since they're one person, this is where I think I have the understanding correct. Like, since they were twins and they're considered one person in the eyes of, like, getting, like, powers and a curse technique, which doesn't make sense, because if that's the case, then she shouldn't have a heavenly pack. Because she had, if they're considered one person, and Mai has cursed energy, then she shouldn't have a heavenly pact if they're one person, because that one person has cursed energy.
Yeah, I didn't get that at all.
And then they're like, but when I'm gone, I won't hold you back anymore, and you'll be able to excel. And it was like saying, like, okay, now that she's gone, her cursed energy is completely, like, gone, because they're one person, right? So her cursed energy is zero, like Toji. So now her heavenly restriction has been boosted. That's what I'm assuming.
That's what I think, sir.
But it doesn't make sense, because if they're one person, that cursed energy just doesn't, I don't know, like, it doesn't just disappear. You know what I mean? I guess it disappears. I don't know. Like, the way he was explaining it didn't really make sense, because if you don't have cursed energy, you get a heavenly pack based on, like, it's a trade-off, right? If you have a lot of cursed energy, you don't get a heavenly pack. But if you have no cursed energy, you get a heavenly pack. But if they're considered one person, they have cursed energy. So why did Maki get a heavenly pack if they have cursed energy?
I have no idea, man. Gege's a confusing person.
I gotta ask Gege?
Yeah, you gotta ask him. He's confusing. I don't know. I honestly
but
don't
you get
know.
What I'm saying, though? Like, that's
yeah,
not making
sense.
I get
sense. What you're saying, but my head is spinning. Just listening. I already read it and my head was spinning. So I honestly have no idea. I just took it as...
Like, I don't mind her brother or her sister dying allows her to reach her full potential. Like, that's fine. Like, all the cursed energy is gone, so now the Heavenly Pact is amplified to what Toji was.
Yeah.
But
like, I don't know. Like, she got the physical strength. She got the cursed energy.
I kind of don't like, though, how it was just instantaneous. I kind of feel like I wish she would have had to train in that place and, like, kill a bunch of those things to realize, like, oh, I mean, she killed all of them, like, instantly. But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it was very abrupt.
It was just like, boom, Genkai boost.
I don't know. Like, it was always there, I guess. The potential was always there. And she was always supposed to be stronger, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And she just died, and then I guess it just gave her the strength. I don't know. I don't know if it would have worked in reverse.
Who else has a heavenly pack?
Mekamaru, Toji, and that's it.
But Mekamaru's heavenly pack gave him a lot of cursed energy because he couldn't do anything with his body, right?
Yes.
Okay. So it's like, if you have a lot of cursed energy, your trade-off is you lose. But I can't lie, that don't make no sense, because then you got fucking, what's his name? Akotsu?
Yuta?
They go by, you say it again?
Yuta?
Yeah, Yuta has infinite cursed energy. But his body is fine. Like,
he doesn't have a heavily pack or restriction.
Right.
He's just
a heavenly restriction. But, like, why does Mekamaru have him. One?
I think it's just how he's born.
Oh, he's just him. He's just, yeah, he's just him. Okay. They're random, right?
Yeah. It's just random. Like, I don't, like, you can have a lot of cursed energy and a strong body.
Yeah.
It's just all, like, how you're born, I guess. Like, Yuji has a strong body and he has cursed energy.
Yeah.
But Yuta doesn't necessarily have a strong body. He just has a lot of cursed energy.
Yeah.
And I guess it's probably the same for Gojo, too. I don't think he's necessarily strong.
He's the honored one. What do you mean?
Yes, he's the honored one, but he's not, like, physically built, you know? Like, he's just a skinny guy. He just has a lot of cursed energy.
He's the honored one, bro. He's blessed beyond means, bro.
Do you know who else is the honored one? Have you seen those? The muscle memes?
No.
Gojo memes? You haven't seen You know who else is the honored one? But yeah. That was about it. Only other
like,
question
I
have.
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
We skipped the Yuta and Yuji part.
Yuji part, yeah, we did. I mean, that was super quick. Like, Yuta came in, killed him so he could fake kill him and then heal him, and then Nioha, the other guy. How do you say his name?
I just say Noya.
I saw they got in the comics saying, how do you guys pronounce stuff wrong and you're reading it? Like, oh my god, bro.
I'm not Japanese.
Nioha.
It's like N-A-O-Y-A. I just say Noya. That sounds right to
Noya.
Me. But like, yeah. Oh, I was going to
ask. He showed
you
up.
This,
he got trashed by freaking Chozo. He was whooping. He was destroying him at first, and then Chozo was like, "I got to lock in." And then we also find out that since he's a cursed womb, blood doesn't matter. He can lose as much blood as he wants as long as he has cursed energy. He'll still be alive.
Yeah.
And then Yuta showed up and hit him in the back of the head. It was like, all right, I need you to do me a favor. Notify them that Yuji's dead. And yeah.
Well, they were all shook when Yuta showed up. They're like, what the heck? What is that? Is that Gojo? Wait, that's not Gojo. It's creepier than Gojo. That was crazy. And he still is Rika.
Also, they said the six eyes, like, give you more than the ability to see everything. He was like, whenever Gojo uses a curse technique, it's basically zero curse energy expended because he has six eyes.
Yeah,
so even though I have more curse energy, I can never use as much as him. Which, yeah, we'll get to that point. Which also leads me to, like, all right, then how? It don't matter. We'll get there. We'll get there.
We're not there yet.
It's just a whole lot of you writing stuff that don't make sense, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
There. We don't know what happens, so we'll get there. I wanted to ask you this since you have a brother, and I don't have any siblings, so I can't relate. Mm-hmm. Do you ever think about who will get what? Like when your parents are gone?
No, not really. Not at all, actually.
Like reading this, you didn't think about that at all?
Nah. Because, I mean, I guess there's stuff in the wheel, but, like, I don't know. Like, the job I'm currently working, like, I'm... You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need anything to be handed. I wouldn't need nothing. Not, like, knock on wood, obviously. If my parents were to pass, there's nothing they own that I'd be like, dang, I wish I had that right now. You know what I'm saying? Or I need. Or anything.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. I just thought I asked you that. So I don't have any siblings, so I don't really think about that.
I think it's a little bit different, though, when your family's, like, super rich and you have a whole lot of fortune. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, I'm not. Like, I'm talking, like, property and warehouses and land.
Yeah. But, like,
all that other stuff.
I don't think we got all that stuff, so. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
What if you find out about a secret chest or something? Secret Jason church, secret Jason family warehouse full of treasure or something. I don't know. But no. But yeah. Yuta pulls up, kills Yuji, fake kills him, heals brings him back to life.
Yuji
Megumi
also
comes
gets
back.
A flashback when he was a baby about his mom having
Shaku.
The yeah.
That's crazy. We saw his dad for the first time.
Yeah, his dad was normal. His mom was the one that was possessed. And the granddad was like, you can't love that woman.
That was so funny to me. Because like, why did he not question her stitches or anything?
Who, the dad? Apparently she died and came back or something?
Oh, you think that was originally his mom?
Yeah. I think he took over her body while she was pregnant. Or something. I mean, something
that's
along
interesting.
Those lines. Because go says... back to it. Go back to, this was chapter, I want to say 140? 141, maybe?
Yeah, let me see. Because I remember him saying a name like Karu or something. I thought the mom had died and then Kajaku had shown up in like a different woman's body.
Oh, as a different woman?
But maybe he did possess her. Oh, right here.
Oh, yeah, right here. So... You can live your life however you like, but give up on that woman, you'll die. I know you wanted a child and that didn't happen with Kyrie, but her death was okay. So his mom died and then he showed up as a different woman and he had a child with her.
Right.
So Yuji's grandfather, not even his grandfather.
You think so? Oh, because he's a father-in-law.
Yeah, and that's, I'm assuming Kaori was his daughter.
Right.
Unless that's... Okay. Oh, no. That is Yuji's dad's dad.
Right.
She's saying father-in-law. Okay. So yeah, that's really his grandfather. What are you talking about? I mean, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Yuji's dad is kind of crazy. Like, she looks crazy. She looks like a crackhead. Bro,
he looks... Yeah, I was looking at Yuji's dad like, he's insane. I was like, what? Bro, she got stitches on her head. Like, he didn't question any of that. That was crazy. And Jock could be doing a lot of weird stuff, bro.
I mean, he's not a person or he's just a... Isn't he a curse?
Yeah. But he's still a weirdo. Like, what is he be doing weird stuff for the sake of science or something? I don't know what he's doing. That was another thing. The whole thing when they went to Tengen and started explaining Kenjaku's plan.
He's trying to do, yeah. He's trying to force the evolution of sorcerers and humans to make all human sorcerers.
And then there was a thing about fusing Tengen.
Wait, say that again?
There was a thing about trying to fuse Tengen
with everybody. Yeah, because Tengen is a part of the world now because Toji killed the Star Plasma vessel and he evolved to something else. And now he's more like a curse and he can feel everything and all the energy around the world. Because prior to that, only the star vessel could like converge with him. But now since he's like something bigger, anybody can converge with him. And Kenjaku's plan is to have the whole world converge with Tengen to create everybody into sorcerers. Because he can't use idol transfiguration because he doesn't have enough curse energy to utilize Uzumaki. Or Uzumaki can only be utilized. The curse energy of Uzumaki can only be utilized by the curse that was taken with the thing. So his own curse energy is not enough to utilize idol transfiguration across the whole world. So instead, he's going to utilize Tengen's assimilation with the rest of the world once he gets close enough to Tengen to do Uzumaki and absorb him.
Okay.
Essentially. And then Tengen is also 500 years old and he was like, I only look like this because I'm old as hell, but I'm immortal.
How do you feel about his design? Like, is that what you expected him to look like?
I mean, I looked it up already, so I seen him. Like, I didn't know why he looked like that, like four eyes and stuff. I was just like, he looks like an alien. But and they were talking about like proliferate, his voice doesn't proliferate, and I had to look up what proliferate means.
Isn't that just like reverb?
Like, it was like growing rapidly, but that's what I assume she meant. I ain't gonna lie, that'd be a lot cooler if like he had all the voices of everybody he took or that assimilated with him, kind of like when the avatar is in the avatar state and everybody is talking at one time.
Yeah,
that kind of the fact that his voice doesn't do that kind of makes him lamer. Seem as he just looks like a weird alien.
Like, that's what I was, when I walk, you just look like an alien in a robe, just chilling.
Yeah.
But he said that's not really his body. Like, he's saying he's everywhere. I think that's just like a projection.
And this is just how he presents or something like that.
It's still funny, though.
And he's connected to everybody in the world, so. And Kenjaku is, like, number two in terms of barrier creation to him. Like, they're both on the same level. Also, Gojo is, I don't know, man. I ain't gonna lie, bro. He do a lot of weird stuff. Like, why are you destroying cursed tools? Maybe he has reasons. Yeah, like the black rope and the one that negates all curses.
Like, I think he just like gets rid of stuff that like got on his nerves when he was fighting.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he literally only got rid of that because that was the thing that could kill him, I feel like. And he was like, I don't want this around. But it's like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
He's a silly guy. He's just a silly guy. Like, I'm pretty sure the black rope, I think Miguel used that to fight Gojo.
Yeah, but they were like, it's no more. They went to Africa and there's no more. I guess it grows or something, or
I don't know, but Gojo, it's just
like, scroll down, it was him and Yuta, and they were sitting next to this guy next to a lion in a hut. He was like, yeah, no more rope. No more rope.
Silly, bro. I don't know where that part is.
Also, curse, reverse curse energy doesn't stop burns, but it can heal. It's like, bro, I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. How can reverse curse energy heal somebody who's fully dead, but it can't heal burn marks?
I don't get that either. Like, you could regenerate like an entire hole in your stomach, but you can't regenerate burns.
Your skin skill, yeah. Like, what?
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, that's not a lion. That's a guy.
Oh, yeah. And that's Miguel next to him.
Yeah.
He's like hunched over. Like, there isn't any more.
Let me see. So, yeah, I think that's about it. They just got to find this angel.
Yeah. And she can, her curse says she can reverse any curse technique, which is like crazy. Yeah. It's extremely crazy. That ability is ridiculous. But
did you see the part with Panda?
Yeah. Oh, dude.
And Yaga?
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, I'm not mad at you. You're just a blade. You were forced to do this. Also, Yaga is able to, like, the dev corpse thing. He lied about not knowing how to do it.
Yeah, he can create them at will.
And it's like, they're dead corpse, but they're, like, people. Because that one was like the little boy.
Yeah.
Of that woman who, I guess the kid died. So you can take like the souls of three people and they have to get along in the vessel. So like, are they three people in one? Or
is that was really him? Confusing. I don't know.
Because you know, Panda has three modes, but it's still Panda. It's not the three different people. Like, right. You got the gorilla mode, the panda mode, and then the bear mode. But it's still panda. But those are the three vessels, or the three curses, or whatever.
Maybe they come together.
I ain't gonna lie, they killed him quick. I didn't think he was gonna die like that.
Yeah, that was sad. I didn't like that.
He just chopped that man across the put an X on his chest. He was just sitting there. He was like, I'm gonna tell you the secret. He was like, why tell me now? And he was like, it's my curse to you.
That's messed
and
up.
Panda,
I knew that.
Was bawling his eyes out.
I knew that guitar guy would piss me off at some point. I just feel it.
Who was the dude that was standing on the light pole?
I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea where he came from.
Yaga could have made an army.
Yeah. He probably didn't want to do that. But
dude was just wasting their powers, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. We in a battle with life or death curses.
Maybe it was
like, bro.
Maybe it was like one of those things where he didn't want everyone. He didn't want, like, because I don't think it's just a specific thing he can do. He just knows how to do it. Like, he knows the formula.
The other guy was like, tell me the secrets to do it. But he was the only one that figured it out.
Like, I don't think he wanted it to be a public thing because he thought it would be misused. Or something like that. Who knows? But that whole part was sad. And he had all the other, like, cursed corpses he made. And, like, that little, like, tree or village or whatever that was.
Yeah, they were all animals, living in the forest.
Messed up. Kill Gojo's sensei. And then, past that part, I don't think there's anything else you haven't seen. The two new characters.
Yeah, we pretty much talked about everything, yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Reading this just made me realize, like, how they milk stuff in the anime.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, obviously they'll take, like, three chapters or four chapters and make it into one episode. But I ain't gonna lie, bro. They could squeeze more into those episodes.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, they could put more stuff, like, more chapters into one episode.
Oh, yeah, they definitely could. They definitely stretch stuff, and they stretch some things, and they move around. They stretch some events. Things
in a good way, like fights and stuff. That's good, but yeah. When it's like I guarantee this whole portion of them talking to Tangen is going to be 15 minutes, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
When it could, you know what I'm saying? When it could really be like 5 or 6.
Like, they stretch things and they move around the timeline.
Yeah, like, at the end of the last episode, they showed, what's her name? They moved, like, it was stuff in between that. Like, when you said 138, I'm like, bro, what is this? And then it showed Yuji clapping to have the curses chase him.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is out of order. Like, it was out of order.
I don't know why they do that. Probably just for timing reasons. They try to get every episode probably as milked or as good as possible. I was going to ask you, has your ranking changed at all?
What did I say before?
I'll pull it up in a second. So before, your list was number one, Gojo, Sukuna, Ghetto, Yuki.
You said who? Ghetto?
Ghetto at number three.
As of right now, that still has to stay the same.
Yuki number four. Number five, Yuta. Six, Mahito. Yeah,
stay the same.
Seven, the same. Jogo. Eight, Toji. Nine, Dagon. 10, Nanami.
Well, Maki will move up. Because basically, the way they talking, she's the same level as Toji, so they have to be tied. And since Toji beat Dagon, then Dagon would just be 10. Megumi hasn't improved in these past chapters. They said Yuji improved, got stronger, and he's still not fully healed yet. At least Chozo was saying that. He called him a demon god.
Yeah, that was interesting. Chozo just whatever, be saying stuff
whatever right? that means yeah whatever that means I don't really know how strong Nioh is in comparison to like the other Zennings, but if he can go toe-to-toe with Maki right now, then he's stronger than the other dude, because he literally just got his head chopped off instantaneously. But he is old as hell, so you know, I don't know if that's him in his prime, you know what I mean?
Wait, who's old as hell? Ogi?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And he just chopped his head off, so.
I feel like Nabito was one of those people that people on the YouTube was talking about that we should have mentioned.
Nabito?
The old man Zenin who died in Shibuya from Jogo.
Oh, yeah, but the only feat they gave him was that he was as fast as Gojo, or second fastest to Gojo.
Yeah, he was also the strongest in his Zenin clan.
Oh, he was the strongest?
Yeah.
And that was like the Zenin clan said that.
I mean, based off of what we saw with Maki, I assume, yeah, he's the strongest. Well, you haven't seen her fight Noya yet.
Yeah, I haven't. Yeah, but what I'm saying is because you were saying they vote and they do it based on the strongest, right? They put the strongest in charge.
That's what I think.
Because if that is the case, then you're right about the other guy coping and saying that it was because my kids are weak. But that's why I'm like, I don't know if I can say that, because I need somebody from the Zenin clan to be like, he was the strongest. you get what I'm saying?
I feel like he had to be the strong. I mean, like, the feat he has is being second fastest only to Gojo.
Yeah, but then you got him, freaking OG, talking about my brother is the only best of me in one thing, and that's having, you can say that's him being bitter. He's just like, he's not better than me.
Yeah, I think he's being bitter, bro. He seems like a bitter guy.
Do you? But then when they seen him die, they were like, what? She beat him? Like, did she beat him? You know what I'm saying? Like, they was like.
But they assume Maki is just trash, though. They were like, yeah, maybe if she snuck up on the toilet, maybe she could have killed him. Yeah, like, they just think she's trash.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, like, put this in perspective. If it was Maki versus Nabito, do you think that she would have? Because as soon as she transformed, she killed him. Like, it was no diff.
Yeah, it was no, yeah, no diff, yeah. But I mean, freaking, what's his name was shook when fucking Toji walked in. He was like, oh, what the fuck?
Wait, who was shook? Nabito. Well, yeah, because he's supposed to be dead.
Nah, it wasn't just that.
Think he was afraid of him?
Yeah, he was like, hold on.
Oh, I think it's just because he's dead. He's supposed to be dead.
Yeah, but also, you got to remember, he wanted to kill everybody in the Zenin clan, too.
True. Well, so he didn't want to. He could have killed everyone.
He could have, but he was like, remember, he was like, I'm going to tear down the clan.
Yeah, but he could have killed the clan. Maki makes the Zenin clan look relatively weak. Even though they're supposed to be semi grade one, grade one. I'm saying just
OG's grade one, and then all those other three dudes were grade one, and she like just bodied all three of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe I'm underestimating how strong Toji is.
I think you are. Toji is really strong. He moved up on my list. I didn't say my list yet. But
based on what? This?
This is part of it, yeah. Even the Ogi guy, when he sensed Maki,
he was like, this only felt this before once.
Yeah, with Toji. He was with shook Toji. About that. He was like, whoa. Yeah. He was like, I've only been scared like this one time. Or something like that. Like, he was shook about that. So, I don't know. Wait, let me see.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm kind of not understanding why they put down people with no curse energy if they know heavenly restrictions exist.
I don't get that either. Maybe they're just ignorant. Like, they just don't want to
have no curse energy people.
He said, my body remembers this fear. So I feel like Nabito wasn't as scared as he is my opinion. I don't think Nabito was scared of Toji.
He was definitely like shook that dead man was just walking.
Yeah, like, they had a good rapport, I feel like. Like, Nabito and Toji before Toji died. What was I going to say? Where's my list? Because I changed mine. Alright, so I just have my new ranking. This is my new ranking. I have Sukuna number one. I have Gojo number two. Yuta number three. Then I have Toji at four. Kenjaku at 5, Geto at 6, Yuki at 7, Maki at 8, Jogo at 9, Yurame at 10. And Yurame, we didn't say her last time. That's the one that, like, the girl that Sukuna recognized.
Uh-huh.
That, like, froze them in the ice. I feel like, well, someone mentioned her in the YouTube comments, and I was like, she did freeze like everyone and almost kill everyone if it wasn't for Yuki, so she might be strong. I haven't seen her actually fight, but I assume that she's powerful.
Okay, so I just who is this? Alright, I read the other chapter. She beat Nahua. Noia.
No diff.
Was it no diff?
Light
it
diff.
It didn't look no diff. It wasn't diff. No diff. It was low deal. He was piecing her up, but then she figured out, like, okay, let me just do this real quick. They making it seem like Toji on the same level as Gojo. Hold on, bro.
Toji is not on the same level as Gojo, but, like, he was one of them.
He was one of them ones. He was one of them ones. He was one of them ones, for sure. It's just like...
Did you see the part with the mom yet?
Yeah, stabbed him in the back.
That was so funny.
And killed him. Because she hates him. I ain't gonna lie, that's crazy. But did you think she meant to not kill him?
I don't think so. Because she went off and killed everyone else.
Yeah, so she thought he was dead, you think?
I think so.
So I can't say no diff, because he just ate a full-fledged punch.
He didn't eat it. He's,
I mean, he's like he was still alive.
He's like a hop step for being dead, bro.
I mean, he's on the ground. He would have recovered. They should have let him get his rematch. I ain't gonna lie. So she
was
also
injured.
And then, yeah, she was injured. I don't know, bro. That power up basically like negated everything. It seemed like she was perfectly fine after the power up.
Well, I just bring up that she was injured because they mentioned that she's injured.
So do we know, is he confirmed dead?
I mean, I would confirm him dead. He got like stabbed.
He got stabbed
through,
in the
like
back.
The heart.
Oh, she stabbed him through the heart?
Well, he got stabbed in the back through the left side of his chest. I mean, it's not surefire that hit his heart, but I would assume so. I assume he's dead. And then she went off and killed everyone else, too.
I shouldn't be reading this, but hold on. Okay. He does get his rematch. Kinda.
What do you mean?
Do you care if I say it? Like, we're reading this shit anyway. It doesn't really matter.
Is it like the Zenin curse thing?
No, it's because he didn't die from a curse, from curse energy. So his spirit didn't leave.
Okay. So I think I know back. What you're talking about.
Yeah, he can come back as a cursed spirit or something. So,
okay. I saw like a glimpse of that.
I'm not going to lie, though. I kind of do feel some type of way about Maki just being this strong, like off of nothing. Like, it's like, I don't know. It's like, I guess Toji was the same, but Toji still maybe it's because the people he was fighting were so S tier. He had the game plan to beat them. We didn't see him fighting like garbage.
Yeah. Like, to me, at first I was like, wow, this is like a big power up. Really fast, but the way I interpret it is like, I feel like this is always how
she was meant to
she
be.
Was supposed to be.
It's with her just, sister she was just alive.
Yeah, like I saw it as like the Dragon Ball like potential awaken
unlock.
Yeah, that's what I saw it as. Like, she was always supposed to be this strong. It's just there was always that block there that was like stunting because she always worked hard and trained.
Yeah. And it was like, I have no reason to try to get stronger, so you won't get stronger since we're one person.
Yeah.
Which, okay.
That's
which is fair.
Interpret it. Because I also don't like.
But then
really
that's like,
fast power
I don't
ups.
Know. I just don't like how, like, usually when people don't have something, they have to work hard to be that strong. Because now I'm feeling like Toji didn't work hard either. He just was that strong.
I assume he worked hard.
That's what I assume too, but he's super lazy. Like, whenever you see him, he doesn't do anything.
That's true. He was, like, retired at that point, though. Like, I feel like Toji probably... Why I think Toji worked hard is maybe because the Zenin clan looked down on him.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he probably trained really hard to get them to, like, recognize him. Yeah.
And then when they never did, he just left?
Yeah, that's how I interpret it. I also read somewhere when I was watching a video that... Gege said, not in the manga, but maybe like in a Q&A or something, excuse me, mm-hmm. that they used to throw Toji in that curse pit.
Oh, to train, to get stronger, to try to kill
him.
But he just always came out. See, but that's, you see what I'm saying, though? Like, that's why I was like, oh, she's going to be in this pit fighting for a minute, and then she's going to come out like Toji.
Hmm.
That's what I thought was going to happen when I was reading it. Cause he was like, as curse users, we have to like train and imbue our flesh with curse energy to get stronger. And right. We put you down here, blah, blah, blah. Basically like a foreshadowing, like, okay, this is where you're going to, even though like you're still alive, this is where you're going to train, quote unquote, even though it's a punishment, like I want you to die, but you're going to use it as training and come out stronger. That's what I thought. Which basically is what happened, but it was just completely like circumvented from her sister dying, and then she just got a huge power up.
Yeah, like he wasn't trying to train her; he was trying to just leave.
Yeah,
her
that's
die.
What I'm saying. I'm saying like he wasn't trying to train her, but it would be used as training, like as a training arc kind of deal. Like she would emerge from this pit stronger because, like, who you just tried to kill off crawled out of this space, and now you just made an even bigger monster. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because really, he could have just killed her by himself, like his bare hands.
Yeah, he could have.
But you know, it's always got to be a theatrics. It's always got to be something like, oh, no, nah, I'm going to throw you to the, you know.
I'm going to throw you in the pit of lions.
Yeah, like, bro, what? So, I mean, it's fine. Like, I think it should have been like at least a couple days or something, maybe like 2 days.
Yeah, they could have dragged it out.
Yeah, they could have been like, all right, we got her out the way, tried to start proceeding with other stuff. And then they get word of Maki broke out. What? Yeah. Maki broke out. And then, you know, they're like, oh, snap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But
I don't know.
I feel like the thing that disappointed me the most about this arc is just that everyone was introduced and then died.
Then died, yeah, right away.
Because some of their powers were cool, but they're just gone now. But it was cool seeing the family tree a little bit. But now it's just Megumi and Maki.
Yeah.
That's it. I think that's all I got.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for me too, yeah.
Okay. What was your episode of the week?
Probably I guess Solo Leveling. No, Undead Unluck.
I say mine's Undead too. What episode is Mashley on?
I think 3 or 4.
Okay.
Mashley.
Oh, it's Mashle?
Yeah.
I thought it was Mashley. Magic and muscles. My episode of the week was probably Undead 2.
Or Mashle. Mashle. Muscle. Magic. Mah. Like magic. What? Mah. Magic.
Oh. Put mah, together?
And then, yeah. Magic and muscles.
Okay. Oh, that's what I was going to say earlier. The author is a fan of Bobobo and Gintama.
Oh, who made Magic and Muscles?
That's why I feel like our humor is matching up and I'm laughing a lot because mm-hmm. I love those two. Animation of the week, I probably give the Undead. I don't think the Solo Leveling animation was that crazy.
Yeah, it was just him getting beat up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the animation looks great, though. Like, dude tried to jet off. Remember the one guy who's like, I'm fast enough. I might sign to this new org. Bro, you're a dumbass, bro. You're an idiot. And then nothing but his ankles and his feet. Oh my god, like, bro,
I was laughing at the dude that was that stepped out and started saying the prayer.
Oh yeah, and then he got killed.
Yeah, I knew he was like, gonna die.
God, I pray, please spare us.
He was like, that's not the same God, that's not the one. That was funny. Moment of the week for me, maybe when dude got turned to a meatball and got hit on the podium.
Oh,
I'll
yeah.
give that my moment of the week. Or when they start running. And
I mean,
them.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm still stuck on this Toji. Like,
what about?
I feel like I'm underranking him, but I don't. I feel like, why though? Like,
I think you're underranking him too.
Like, I do too, but I feel like.
I think you're overranking Mahito.
You think so? I think so. Mahito's not overranked, though. I don't think Mahito's overranked, though.
Cause... I think Mahito was kind of weak in the grand scheme of things.
Really? Without Mahito, so. This whole thing wouldn't be happening right now.
That's true, but
like, Mahito he is literally wasn't a vital do piece that. To plot progression. Without Mahito, bro, the plot doesn't... I mean,
Mahito
I guess
wasn't
the same
doing
way.
That with his power.
He just awakened it. He literally just awakened it.
Yeah, but like, he wasn't like.
You feel like I'm giving him projection.
Yeah,
I'm saying where he would be projected to be and not what he was.
Yeah,
that's fair.
And the thing Kenjaku did, like, I don't think he could have killed everyone with Mahito's power. Like, I think that thing that Kenjaku did, that very strict. Rules and vows.
Yeah, but
it.
That's only because Kenjaku, because Tengen was saying it. He was like, the only reason Kenjaku couldn't do it is because he doesn't have enough curse energy to do it himself. Like,
right?
He because like he has Mahito's ability, but he doesn't have Mahito's cursed energy. like how much curse energy Mahito has. He can only utilize his curse energy to activate Mahito's ability. But Mahito,
you think Mahito had more?
Yeah, I feel like Mahito was like, he remember he was like, I'm finally understanding my body and I'm tapping into what I truly can be. And he was like, it's only up. Remember he told Yuji, he was like, it's only up from here. After I'm done with you, I'm going to excel even more. But that, like you said, that's me giving him his projection of strength if he was to stay alive. Because, like, I'm not going to lie, if Mahito was able to stay alive and keep growing, I think he would be stronger than Rika.
Maybe. I don't know.
He can literally change. He can transfigure your body to have other, like, and you got to also think he would hone it in more. Like, remember, he was trying to transfigure people and keep them alive, but he was like, I can't really do it right now yet.
Yeah.
So, but this is based on all projections. So, yeah, Mahito might be a little too high.
Mahito could do miraculous things. I just feel like when it comes to, like, combat, I don't think he's in the top 10. Combat-wise. Like, his power can do a lot of crazy things that no one else's power can do in the show. But when it comes to, like, a fight, I don't think he's top 10.
You got to think about it. Like, I guess what's his name was punching him. Because you got to make contact with his hands, right? In order for his ability to work, he has to touch you. Okay. That's fair. That's fair. I don't know why I don't want Toji to be this high. I think it's because, like, I just don't like characters that don't work for their strength. That's just kind of lame to me. I ain't going to lie. Like, I don't like...
We just didn't see the work.
There was no work. He was born with immense strength.
I guess, yeah, but he had to do something. Like, I'm sure he had to train to get his skills.
Like he's his just combat?
Not like, yeah, he's not just walking out a noob, but he's, like, really strong. So that's why he was winning.
He trained his martial arts and stuff like that, which is fair. But I'm saying, like...
Like, same thing with Gojo. Like, he didn't work for his secret techniques or anything.
Yeah, but he had to figure it out. And then that's when he became him, when he was on the brink of death. And he had a, you know, it finally snapped. Because he didn't know how to do purple. He was trying to figure out how to do purple. I don't even think it was purple. He was trying to do, yeah, he was trying to, remember he tried it and he was like, ah, it didn't work.
Yeah.
And then when he was like on the steps of death, he was like, I had a epiphany of how curse energy works, and now it all makes sense.
Is that working for it though?
No, it's really like when you it's kind of like when you're like doing math. I want to use math as an example because like once it clicks, you're like, oh my god, this everything makes sense now. You know, like
yeah,
it just makes sense. It works. It makes sense. So like he didn't really work for that. He was born with it. I don't know. That you're right, but I like Gojo a lot.
Like Gojo is literally just like a walking prodigy. Like we haven't seen him do anything.
Yeah, but yeah, but no, he was training. He was like, I'm training to figure out how to utilize. Remember when he figured out? He was like, I haven't figured. Huh?
After Toji.
Right, right, yeah, because he was kind of just walking around, not really, he was bullshitting, he wasn't really trying, he wasn't really, but that's the thing, though.
He was
that's
already number one.
If I knew Gojo prior to the time skip, I probably wouldn't like Gojo either, because remember, he was like, oh, I don't want to do this, I don't care, we can do this. You know what I'm saying? He was very,
yeah.
His whole attitude kind of changed, like, he's still, like, carefree. And super like goofy and stuff, but like he carried himself like he was better than everybody else too, kind of a little bit.
Yeah, you're talking about when he was in high school.
Yeah, when he was in high school. Yeah. So if I met Gojo at that point, I probably wouldn't like him either. I wouldn't like Gojo. I like Toji, but now that like I don't know, I just don't like the idea that he is just born with immense strength just because.
I mean, yeah. I mean, Yuji's the same way. There's a lot of characters like that.
Yeah, but Yuji, he's not like. Well, I mean, Yuta did say he's like Maki. But Yuji was trash. Let's be real, bro. Yuji, we've seen Yuji's progression.
Yeah. I mean, he was trash with cursed energy.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, but you can't brute force your way past curses.
Yeah, I mean, now he can't.
Even Toji couldn't kill curses without cursed energy. He had to use tools.
Right.
So, like, even though you're that strong, you gotta train with tools. But that's another, like, Toji was really good with tools and everything. Like, all his tools, he knew how to use them. And he was smart. He was a game planner. I do still think he should have, I don't know, you should be able to have, you should have to awaken your heavenly restriction in some way.
You just don't like that he was just born with it.
Yeah. It's like, ah. But like, I can't really say
it should have been like,
I shouldn't like Yuta either. I shouldn't like Yuta.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of just made his when he was a kid.
Yeah. But he didn't know he made it.
Yeah, it was by accident.
Yeah. And then he went to train. But that's the thing, though. But you see what I'm saying? We didn't see Toji's training arc. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Toji's training arc.
Like, he's not, that's not what the point of his story.
The show is, yeah. Because we saw Yuta's training arc in the movie. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then Maki, we already knew Maki was, like, crazy good. She trained hard. We even knew that. She was like, I want to prove to the Zenin clan that I can be the head without having any cursed energy.
Right. Like, I'm trying to think on the top 10, like, all the curses are the same. Like, we saw Mahito progress. We didn't see any other ones.
We don't know his backstory for real yet, but clearly he was putting in work to get all them curses and...
You talking about Ghetto or... Are you talking about Sukuna, actually?
Sukuna, yeah. Actual Sukuna.
Yeah, I'm sure he worked hard for some reason.
I mean, he wanted to rule the world. I think that was his goal.
He's obviously a dedicated person.
Yeah.
Some guy. Well, how do you feel about Kenjaku? He doesn't really... Does he work for his powers?
I mean, he just takes power from other people, but he's like a plotter and manipulator and... You know what I mean? Like he.
Oh, wait. How do you feel about Chozo?
The volcano? Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, because he just got. Not volcano, but yeah, I know Chozo. Because he kind of just got powers too. He's literally just born to be strong. Yeah.
Ouch. Yeah, hit my hand.
But he's like he's a cursed spirit in a human body. Essentially.
He's like half and half or something.
Yeah.
I was a little confused because they said he was like working on his technique for 150 years.
It was 100 years? I thought it was 15.
It said like 150.
What? Was it 150?
I swear it was 150. Wait, hold on. This is back when they were fighting.
Yeah, Noia. It might be like one.
It's after this. Computer's loading, so. Because he let all that blood gush out and then he did his little explosion ball.
Yeah,
thing.
The solar. Yeah, right here. Supernova.
Oh, wait, it's before this? Yeah, 150 years.
Born of Chozo, honing his own curse technique for 150 years. I mean, that kind of makes sense. Kenjaku's been around for a long time, like 500 plus years, right?
Yeah.
So, Chozo could have been born. He was a cursed womb. So
I guess we don't know how long he was just floating in a vial.
Yeah, floating in that little vial. Yeah.
Maybe he was not always in a vial, or maybe
So that means Yuji's a cursed womb too.
I don't know if you think Yuji's half curse?
Yeah, because he has Kenjaku in him. Kenjaku's his mom.
Well, I think Chozo's a half curse because he actually was breeding their mom with a curse and mixing right. The Kamo blood.
That's what I'm saying. But he's mixed. So is Yuji. If Yuji's mom had Kenjaku was possessing his mom, that means he has cursed blood as well.
That's true. But is it cursed blood or is it just his mom's blood? Or the human blood.
Kenjaku, remember they said in the anime, I don't know what page chapter, the blood of a man and the curse got intertwined. Remember he was explaining it? How he was
so
made?
So, like, how I interpret that is, like, I thought there were three involved. I thought it was the mom, Kenjaku.
And then Kenjaku.
And then a curse. Like an actual
Kenjaku
curse.
Kenjaku is the curse.
No, I'm saying a curse other than Kenjaku.
No. It was like the man and the curse that got mixed in. And that's Kenjaku.
I thought it was the mom, Kama, which is the person Kenjaku was possessing, and an actual curse. And I thought he was having the curse impregnate the mom and mixing the Kama blood at the same time.
At the same time?
That's how I interpreted it.
Let me see something. Really quick. So Kenjaku is not a curse. He's a curse user. He is a real person.
Well, I think Kenjaku is a curse.
It says Kenjaku is one of the primary antagonists of Jujutsu Kaisen. He is an ancient curse user. So he's a Jujutsu sorcerer.
Or maybe he was a Jujutsu sorcerer.
Well, it says curse users are sorcerers who use Jujutsu for evil and malicious deeds, such as killing. So he's like just an evil sorcerer.
Right. But like, he's just a
Among
brain,
those
though.
Who Pat possessed included the Blight of the Kamo Clan, created Curse Wound Death Paintings, right? Okay, let me see. Are 9 cursed objects created with mixed blood of both cursed spirit and human. Okay, yeah, you're right. Cursed spirits are simply... It says at the beginning of the Meiji era, a woman with a special genetic composition bore a half-human and half-cursed child. It was a mysterious pregnancy that caused her to ostracize by her family. With her child in hand, she fled to the temple where Jujutsu sorcerers operated. However, Noritoshi Kamo, the evilest sorcerer in history, forced the woman and her child to become prisoners of his intellectual curiosity. The woman had 9 pregnancies and 9 abortions, but all recorded surrounding this, and the woman would be destroyed in time. Okay. So, Yuji probably is not a curse. Half curse.
Maybe.
So that just means that he's just related directly to... But if that's the case, then why is he considered a brother to Chozo? Why can Chozo sense when he's about to die?
There has to be some curse there, then. Maybe because it's still Kenjaku?
That's what I'm thinking, like, is Kenjaku not so... Because they were saying the original 9 wound paintings, right? It said it was a woman with a weird genetic combination who got pregnant randomly and had 9... And he was experimenting on her to see, like, how is she doing this? So it seems like Kenjaku didn't do anything except test the woman. Like, he didn't play a part. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the conception of the babies?
I feel like he had to play a part.
I'm talking about, like, he didn't, like, nothing from him. Like, he's not related to the cursed wombs. But then Chozo was saying, like, it's his dad.
Yeah. I don't know. We will come back next time and try to figure it out. Maybe there'll be more information. I think maybe, like, whoever Kenjaku possesses, maybe his curse energy intertwines with their body in some way. Maybe it's something like that.
I ain't gonna lie, that's kind of weird, bruh.
I said that.
I thought he was a curse. I thought he was a curse. So I'm like, okay, this dude's not a guy or a woman, but he is a man.
He is a curse.
He is a man. He's a full-fledged human.
Wait, he's just a brain, isn't he? Isn't that what this curse looks like? He's just a brain.
It's his brain. I don't think he's a curse. Let me see.
I think he's a curse. I think it's a brain. And that's like his curse body.
Or are you sure that's not his curse technique?
I don't know. I interpreted this as Kenjaku is like that brain that was in Geto's head. And like he like takes corpses and takes them over. And the brain goes in whatever corpse he's
so
taking.
It says Kenjaku is an ancient and powerful Jujutsu sorcerer who lived for over 1,000 years using his innate technique. The technique allows him to implant his brain into another person's body and gain control of it, even if the person is dead. So he is still alive.
A person.
Yeah, it's his brain. He's just hopping his brain into other people's heads.
Interesting.
So he became a woman and had a baby. Oh my god.
Backshaku.
All right. Whole new meaning to becoming trans, man.
Doing his thing, huh? I did not know he was a person. I thought he was
I was thinking he was cursed through this whole time. So yeah. Okay. But they were saying the woman got pregnant.
I mean, he's kind of like Tangen in a way.
Yeah, because he can keep living forever.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Now I gotta because you know I was talking about the curse wounds, and they said it was a. It says it was mysterious pregnancy that caused her to be ostracized by her family. She fled to the Jujutsu Sorcery to be operated by a doctor who turned out to be Noritoshi Kamo, who was Kenjaku at the time.
Okay.
Was it Kenjaku at the time?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's saying while the body was inhabited by Kenjaku, that's when he became a bad guy. I was just trying to see if he was like a bad guy before, and then Kenjaku was like, I want this dude's body because he's smart. Because he gets all his memories and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But that's a crazy curse technique to have. I can put my brain in your body and keep living.
Just keep living
even
forever.
Even if the body is dead.
So I wonder how that works. Does the body age regularly?
Yeah. I guess it has to be after, like, right after death. For instance, like with Geto, they didn't, you know, dispose of the body correctly.
Yeah.
I remember that's why he was talking about Mekamaru.
You saying that he. You think
remember
he wanted,
when Mekamaru
maybe
died,
wanted
he was like, I couldn't use. He was like, I was thinking about maybe I could use your body. I could use you. Remember he was saying that, but he was like, you're not strong enough or something?
Yeah. You're interpreting that as using his body?
Yeah, like hopping in Makamaru's body after they healed it, like to be another vessel for him.
No.
But he didn't deem him strong enough. You remember what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah,
after,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. He was thinking about it. He was thinking about it, like, maybe. Maybe he could be of use after death. I ain't gonna lie, he got a crazy. Mekamaru was, bro. He, God,
still it's mad like, about Mekamaru
because he was underutilized, bro. Like, very underutilized. Like, his ability is crazy. He can go across the whole of Japan, bro, and with robots and do stuff, and still sit in the. You know what I mean? Like, he should have been. The number one, I know they use him for spy stuff and stuff, but he should have, like, he did have a lot of information. But you get what I'm saying? Like, he should, I feel like he should have been used more utilized in the show.
He definitely could have been. He didn't really have much. He was just in the goodwill of it, and then Mahito killed him.
Yeah, and then Shibuya just relaying information.
Yeah, that's true. He was there.
Yeah, man. Sorry, we just went on like, you know, it's a lot, but yeah, I'm done. That's it. That's all for me. It's a long episode. Care.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks. But yeah, that is everything. We already did all the of the week stuff. Any final thoughts? I'm excited to read the next chapters. I've been waiting to read the rest.
You've been waiting?
Yeah, the read, because I haven't read farther than the point that we said. I was waiting to record.
Oh, you can keep reading. I feel like we're going to end up doing what we just did, where we just skip all over the place and talk about stuff. You don't want to do that. Okay,
it'll be
okay,
too much information. Like, okay. Just this that we covered is probably going to be like 7 episodes.
Oh, you're going to cut it up?
No.
You're talking about the animation. Yeah. Like, you're talking about the next week's chapter is supposed to be crazy. Something crazy is about to happen.
I heard that as well.
The editor.
Oh, did you see Usher?
That. No, what did Usher do?
Usher cosplayed as Gojo, and he said RIP Gojo on TikTok. What? You see that? Yeah, no. Bro, this week was insane. You didn't see
I did not see that.
And then also Bruno Mars posted a video because he was in Tokyo performing. And he posted a video. He was like in a Hello Kitty shirt, like Pokemon, like Pikachu backpack. And he was reading like the most recent volume of JJK. And they were like, imagine being spoiled by Bruno Mars. Because it has like the Megumi Sukuna on the front.
Oh, yeah. People were like, why is Sukuna's hair black?
Yeah.
Oh my god, bruh.
And Usher spoiled Gojo dying.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, no, not necessarily. Not necessarily. Because anime onlys,
he could
be saying like RIP Gojo, like not he's dead, but you know, like he don't think he's getting out that. Or he probably would have said free my guy or free Gojo. He would have said free Gojo.
You're right.
You're
if you're right. anime only, you probably could interpret it that way. Like,
yeah, but he should have said free Gojo. He could have been like free Gojo.
Like he literally said RIP Satoru Gojo and then cosplayed as him and then like stitched together a video of Gojo. It's just like a silly week. I think it's just because he's been seeing like, I don't know if you were looking at like,
you don't think he actually reads, he's just seeing it pop up on Twitter.
Like on TikTok, yeah, because there was this thing back during that week, you know, when Gojo got sealed and the other thing happened in the manga, that a lot of people were putting under his like comments that Usher was going to reveal Gojo returning at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to sing Daddy's Home and Gojo would pop up again at the Super Bowl. Like, that was a meme. And I think he just like saw that for a long time and probably did it. Or he's actually reading it. I don't know.
Okay. Is Hikari a freaking Fight Club promoter?
Yeah.
Okay.
He runs Underground Fight Club for Jujutsu sorcerers, but they don't use sorcery. Hikari's cool.
He got dreads?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if he's black, though, or Japanese. I can't tell. But he does have dreads, or did have dreads.
And they said he's stronger than Yuta. Or Yuta said
that. Yuta said that. And
but
then Maki was
Maki
like,
said, no, he's not.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I don't know. Maki be hating, though.
Does Maki be hating?
Yeah. She was hating on Yuta, too, at the start.
What'd she say about Yuta? You talking about before he got like, powers? Or before he was strong?
No, remember she was like telling him about her dream of like crushing the Zenin clan, and he was like, yeah, like giving it, like basically saying, yeah, I think you'll do it and stuff like that. And she's like, are you trying to pity me or something?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what the heck, bro? Like, relax.
You know he's in there.
I don't know, man. We're going to see what's his technique, you know?
Hikari?
Yeah.
No, I just know it's like gambling based.
Okay.
Yeah. But he's supposed to be strong.
All right.
I'm excited to see him and another character that's going to pop up during
AJK
the
AJK is on top, man. Number one new gym. Yeah. You heard it here first. Weekend Weave certified. New gen of the year award.
Definitely the new gen of the year, for sure.
Better than My Hero. Better than Demon Slayer. Better than
Chainsaw.
Yeah, I don't know. What you think, Chainsaw? I don't. I know I was like liking it, but now I'm also kind of like.
I feel like you were pretty critical of it.
I was. But I just don't see the hype. I kind of see the hype after the season, but I'm kind of still like on the fence.
The first season was okay. I'm pretty sure the director for Chainsaw Man, like the first season, left. So maybe they'll go in a different direction next season. I think the animation turned you off. And like now that I look at it, I think it was cool. Like it was definitely effort put into it, but I still feel like it was kind of jarring.
Yeah, with the rotoscoping?
Yeah. So we'll see how they animate it next season. Maybe they'll go to a more JJK-esque or traditional style, or they'll keep it the same. I don't know. The story-wise, it was pretty cool.
Oh.
But yeah. Shout out to anyone who's listening. This has been Weekend Weaves, episode 58. First episode of the year. Ready to get started. Next week, I'll be caught up on Mashal, right?
Yeah, have you watched any episodes?
No.
They use, like, hip-hop music for that. Like rap and stuff for the
for
OST
the intro
and stuff. Yeah, I want you to watch one episode. Like, I just want to hear what you have to say about the music they use.
Okay,
and it's in English too.
Okay, I'll definitely
which is like
watch them.
Weird because you know it's Japanese, but the music is English. It's an English guy rapping.
It's like Jodeci when. It's like JoJo when they use Freaking You.
No, it's not like a actual song, though.
Oh, it's an original like, song still?
Yeah, it's an original song.
Okay. Okay. I'll be caught up on Mashal. Classroom and Elite. We'll see in 2 or 3 weeks how I'm feeling about that. But yeah, that's it. Peace out.
Peace.